The high-profile businessman John Kinghorn is facing serious fraud charges after what federal police are calling a complex eight-year investigation. Mr. Kinghorn is best known as the founder of Rams Home Loans. Today, he's accused of avoiding $30 million in tax and faces a potential 10 years in prison. Peter Ryan is here. He's the ABC's senior business correspondent. Afternoon, Pete. What exactly is John Kinghorn being charged with?
Well, hi, Linda. The charges come from the AFP's Serious Financial Crime Task Force. They've been working closely with international agencies as part of an eight-year investigation. But specifically, John Kinghorn is accused of fraudulently concealing his ownership and control of corporate entities where he allegedly avoided more than $30 million in tax obligations. These entities have been named in the charge sheets presented in court as Calamo Pacific Leasing and Calamo Corporation Limited. Mr. Kinghorn's also charged with dishonestly influencing a Commonwealth official and one count of defrauding the Commonwealth. It is important, of course, to know that these are allegations yet to be tested in court, but Mr. Kinghorn did appear briefly in Sydney's Downing Centre local court this morning, and the case was quickly adjourned to February next year.
Now, tax avoidance is very hard to prove, Peter. So how long has the Federal Police been pursuing Mr. Kinghorn?
According to a statement released this morning, Linda, the AFP described the case as a complex eight-year investigation. They say that it began back in June 2009. That's at the depths of the global financial crisis. But according to court documents, the investigation relating to these Calamo companies targets a specific period between 2004 and 2007. AFP Assistant Commissioner Neil Gawn said the lengthy investigation required, quote, extensive cooperation within the Serious Financial Crime Task Force, which sits within the AFP's Fraud and Anti-Corruption Centre. So the beginning of court proceedings today is obviously just the start of a very complex case. But if the charges are proven, 76-year-old Mr. Kinghorn faces a potential 10-year prison sentence.
Now, he's well known in the banking industry, of course, but just as some background, he ran into trouble, didn't he, with Rams in the lead up to the global financial crisis?
That's right. John Kinghorn founded Rams as a mortgage finance group. He floated it on the share market for $2.50 a share in July 2007. Mr. Kinghorn pocketed $650 million. That was for the 70% stake he sold to investors. But in the lead up to the GFC, the ensuing credit crisis and debt crunch meant that Rams was unable to refinance around $6 billion in short-term debt. And that uncertainty saw Rams shares plunged to 55 cents a share. As a result, Westpac swallowed up the company for $140 million. Now, that background is not necessarily related to the case in question, as all financial institutions around the world were exposed to the pre-GFC credit crunch. But it is likely to be produced as important background to John Kinghorn's experience in the workings of the financial sector and, of course, the current crackdown on corporate tax avoidance and broader corruption issues is the much broader context here.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Peter Ryan is the ABC's senior business correspondent.